Going to deal with House Bill 1091, Representative Stan Adelstein.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. This morning I have something you've never heard before, really a rather simple bill. 11 other states have adopted a procedure whereby when you register for when you get your driver's license, if you're between the ages of 18 and 26, you are automatically registered for the Selective Service. This doesn't mean a registration for the draft, because there is no draft at the present time, but it means that you automatically are permitted to comply with the federal law instantly when this happens. I have in front of you a letter, and you'll notice in that letter, I'm going to borrow yours a minute for Senator. If you notice in the letter on the second page, there are a list of things that happen to young men who are not registered with the Selective Service. They can end up in school and find that they don't have any federal student loans or grants. State student aid, admission to state schools is sometimes held up. Employment with South Dakota agencies is absolutely prohibited. What happened is one of the interns on the House side made a point that he'd turned up with a job at Custer State Park and end up that he didn't get to do the job because someone else took it because he had failed to register. And he said, Representative Adelstein, I hope you really pitch that this is a real service you're doing to some of us that just do not know that we have to register. The question arose, and that's the reason for this letter from Colonel Vinsky, who is here this morning. The question arose, what happens with conscientious objectors? That's not an issue. When you register for the Selective Service, that is not a question. It becomes a question if and when there's a draft, and there is a procedure in the law to take care of that. I might mention one other thing. We did not have a unanimous vote in the House because there was one problem with the bill. And you have in front of you an amendment, which I hope one of you will add.
Representative, somebody want to move the amendment? Senator McCracken, second by Senator Hagan. Okay, we'll discuss it.
Okay. The reason for the amendment was this. I'm trying to remember who it is. Representative Hargens brought up the fact that in the summertime, in his part of the state, something obviously someone from Rapid City would never know because we just wouldn't know, that in his part of the state, a number of people, including himself, bring in migrant operators to run some of the equipment that they need in the harvesting. And once again, I may be a civil engineer, but I don't know all I need to know. And he pointed out that this bill would create a real problem for him because the bill, the way it's worded, says everyone of an age will be automatically registered. His employees aren't required to register under the law, and they wouldn't be able to register because they can't sign up for the Selective Service. They wouldn't have a driver's license, and he's got to get them driver's licenses. So this was an error on my part. So all we're doing is adding on page 1, line 7, after age insert, and who is required to register with the United States Selective Service. This allows his people to vote to get a driver's license, and I've done that in two places. This means that, of course, you'll have a slightly different bill with this amendment than we have in the House, but I think when it comes back to the House with this correction, we'll be able to have a very easy consent calendar item. I have with me the signator who flew in this morning to this letter, Colonel Bielanski, and she will testify in favor of the bill. And then if we have any other questions, we have other people from the South Dakota Selective Service as well.
Are there any questions for Representative Adelstein? Thank you, sir. Any further proponents, House Bill 1091? Good morning. Would you state your name for the secretary, please?
Yes, my name is Deborah N. Bielanski, Bielanski.
And who you represent?
I represent the Selective Service System, Region 3, located in Denver, Colorado.
Thank you.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. As I stated, I'm Debbie Belinsky. I'm the operations manager for Selective Service System Region 3 in Denver, Colorado. We encompass 23 states, and we are fortunate to have South Dakota as one of those states. Today, I bring greetings from the Honorable Alfred Rascone, who is the director of Selective Service located in Washington, D.C., and also a recipient of the Medal of Honor. I'm here to provide testimony in support of House Bill 1091. With this bill, you have an opportunity to give added emphasis, real meaning, and urgently needed support to an important federal program that is a key element of national security strategy. And this is especially important these days. America must remain prepared to employ all necessary resources in our fight against terrorism. That said, let me reassure you that the Selective Service System is not in the draft business. The last draft ended more than 28 years ago. Today, as it has been since its inception 60 years ago, the Selective Service System is the national defense readiness business. We are also in the fairness and equity business, and that means we're in the people business. So H. Bill 1091 is not about reinstating the draft. It's about being ready for the uncertainty of war. It is also about guaranteeing future peace through strength and readiness. It is about underwriting our society's future, and it's about helping South Dakota's youth accept responsibility and do what is right. Here are some facts to consider. Although there is no draft, our nation must be capable of conducting one if it's needed for the war against terrorism or for homeland defense or for any other situation that comes up. Thus, prudence dictates and federal law demands that men still must register with the Selective Service System at the age of 18. They can register late, but not once they reach the age of 26. Once they reach the age of 26, they no longer can register, and there are many benefits that are denied them for the remainder of their life. Registration preserves the vital links between our all-volunteer force and society at large. It shows the world that we aim to stay wrong and that we expect our youth to be responsible as the generations before them have been. It also demonstrates to the men and women of our all-volunteer military and the general population that we stand behind them, ready to serve if a crisis is at hand and makes a draft necessary. Some of you have draft-age sons or sons-in-laws 18 through 25 years old, and I'd like to say here I am the mother of two boys who are registration age eligible, one of whom was activated on September 11th as a member of the Colorado Air Guard. I hope you share my sentiment that if a draft is necessary, we want the young men in our lives to be subject to the most fair, most equitable draft in our nation's history. In this regard, the degree to which a draft can be fair and equitable in wartime is directly related to today's registration's compliance in peacetime. Every man not registered increases a law-abiding registrant's chances, perhaps your son's, of being drafted. Furthermore, under federal law, if a man fails to perform his civil and legal registration duty, he makes himself ineligible for federally backed student loans and grants, jobs with the U.S. government to include the United States Post Office, vocational job training, and if he's an immigrant seeking citizenship, it will be denied by INS if he hasn't registered with the Selective Service System. And so registration is vitally important both to the security of our nation and the futures of our state's young men. Yes, despite its criticality, compliance statistics in any of the other states are troublesome. South Dakota presently ranks fourth in registration compliance, and I applaud the people of this state and the members of the Selective Service System in the state for the work that they have done. There is a window of opportunity. There are 6 years from the time a young man is 18 until he is 25 that he can register. However, in South Dakota, only 83% of the 18-year-olds are registering on time, and that is the window 30 days before and 30 days after his 18th birthday, as the law requires. The remaining 17% of South Dakota's young men not registering during that time frame would hinder a draft if it was called. One thing is certain, enactment of House Bill 1091 will cure this problem. We've discovered in the other states who have enacted driver's license registration legislation that immediately the statistics go up, and there is a reason for these kids to go out and want to register on time. The results in the other states have skyrocketed. Utah, who passed the legislation about 3 months ago, their compliance level has already gone to 100%. What's more, these laws cost the states almost nothing. To date, we are grateful, and we had 11 states 2 months ago. I'm now pleased to say we have 14 states as of yesterday. The District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, for enacting this type of legislation. The latest one to come on is Wisconsin. They passed. It's on the governor's desk, and we anticipate him signing it today. We would be delighted if South Dakota adds itself to that growing list of states. By conditioning an application for the driver's license or state ID card to registration compliance, you send a powerful reminder to the young men in South Dakota and keep them eligible for programs and benefits funded by the federal and state tax dollars. House Bill 1091 will make registration of South Dakota's young men almost automatic and help preserve a strong and ready America. On behalf of the men and women of the Selective Service System here in South Dakota and throughout America, and our director, the Honorable Alfred Rascone, I want to thank Representative Edelstein for sponsoring the bill and each of you for giving it your consideration. If you have any questions, I would be glad to answer them at this time.
Questions from the committee? Senator Hagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome, South Dakota.
Thank you very much.
One question for you. Throughout your statement, you mentioned young men being registered. How about young women?
In 1980, when President Carter called for the reinstatement of registration, he called for the registration of young men and young women. However, when it went to Congress, Congress chose to fund only the registration of young men. The Selective Service System does not prohibit the registration of young women. That is something that our congressmen have decided that at this time, that is all that they want to register.
Any further questions? Senator Staggers.
Yeah, I'm just recalling back during the Reagan administration, I think there was calls to just plain get rid of registration. And at that time, I'm trying to remember that registration cost, what, about $30 million? How much does it cost today?
The actual cost of registration, we work on a budget of about $25 million. And we are able to, through our data management center in Chicago, we are able to run the entire program. And like all government agencies, we've learned to do more with less. And there have been different moves over the years to eliminate registration, but each time that it has come up, and after thorough examination, they have determined that this is something that we need in today's society to remain, you know, ready in case the need is to return to a draft.
Further questions? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Are there further proponents of House Bill 1091?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I wasn't going to speak to this bill until I heard the amendment, and I just have more of a concern or a question that probably can be cleared up, but the amendment, and I haven't seen it, but I just heard what it was. It says, who is required to register with the United States Selective Service? My concern with that is if there would be a conflict at the exam station, if the examiner is required to determine who is required to register with Selective Service and who is not. That's a little different than the original bill, which we were fine with, but I don't want that conflict at the counter for our examiners on this issue. Can you address that? I'm sorry. Anyway, the question is that maybe someone with the Selective Service can address that, is how will the examiner determine if this person is required to register with Selective Service?
Is there someone can answer that?
I think I can answer that. Thanks. That's a very good
question.
As I understand it from Mr. Hargens, this is not very many people, maybe 20 people in the summertime who will be non-American citizens. It'll be the responsibility of their employer to come with them, show that they're not citizens and not immigrants. So as far as the examiner is concerned, it'll be everyone. It'll be the responsibility of the American employer to tell the person who's registering. There'll be no responsibility on the part of the state.
Any questions? Thank you, Representative. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1091? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1091? Opponents? Seeing none, we'll close this to committee action and disposition of the bill. And we do have an amendment that needs to be voted on. So is there any discussion on Amendment House Bill 1091-TA? All those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The amendment carries. Okay. Is there further discussion on House Bill 1091 as amended?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator McCracken.
I would move that House Bill 1091 as amended do pass.
Do I have a second? Second by Senator Valesky. Is there further discussion on House Bill 1091 as amended? Senator Staggers.
Well, I'm very concerned about this bill because here we're starting to have more sharing of information between the various levels of government. And, of course, at the same time as we have more of this sharing of information, we have invasions of privacy. I'm just not very comfortable with this bill at all.
Is there any further discussion? Let me just say that in World War II, had there not been a draft imposed, that we'd have been in really bad shape for the defense of the country. So with that in mind, is there any further discussion take place? Senator Staggers.
I guess if I could just respond to that. After we had Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, we had young men in droves going out and volunteering to fight in World War II. So I guess I have a great deal of confidence in the young men of America. If we are truly in a crisis, they're going to be out there defending the country.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll call for a vote. The secretary will call the roll. Those in favor of House Bill 1091 as amended will say aye. Those who say opposed will say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers? Dietrich?
Aye.
Hagan?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Bitter?
Aye.
We have yeas for, nays two.
House Bill 1091, as amended, will go to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Thank you, sir. Thank you.